Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. I know it's been a while since my last episode, and, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. I have been really tired from working endless overtime, which I'm sure you have been working as well, because it is election season. And so something's got to give. You know, there's only so much of me to go around, and I can only do so much. And so this podcast has kind of fallen on the back burner, which is a shame because it's only 5 minutes. But, you know, it's also, there's a lot of them. So anyway, I decided to do this episode because I was listening to a brand new podcast, which I hope there are more episodes of it, called The Tallest Nail. And it is the experience of a CCA who is fairly new on the job talking about what it's like and her experience as a CCA. It came recommended, pardon me, on the ADA Arbitration podcast. And so I gave that a listen. And in the episode, she mentions classes of mail and the postal stand-up and had really kind words to say. And man, did I need it on that day. And it made me want to cry. It was so nice. So thank you to the host of that podcast. And that is my inspiration to continue making the postal stand-up. So today we're going to talk about mandates, when you get forced to work overtime, even when you don't want to. And there are rules around mandates, and we'll actually get into some of those on another episode, probably a very, very soon episode, since it's such a hot topic right now. But really what I want to talk about is the work hour limitation. So in the contract, you are only allowed to work up to 11 and a half hours. All employees are limited to 11 and a half hours of work, which equals 12 hours on the clock. So if you clock in at 8 a.m., you need to clock out by 8 p.m. And there are arbitration decisions that make it very clear that this is a hard limit, that management cannot ask you and you cannot volunteer, that once you hit 12 hours, that's it. You're done. You go home. But if you have worked in the post office for any length of time, you know that management is not shy about violating this restriction and ordering you to continue delivering the mail. So this is where two rules come into conflict, because there is also a rule that says you have to obey management instructions. So if management instructs you to keep working after you've hit that 12-hour limit, what do you do? Well, This puts you in a bind as a carrier, because if you fail to obey management instructions, then you open yourself up to discipline. Management can discipline you for failing to follow instructions. You get a letter of warning, a 7-day suspension, a 14-day suspension, and eventually you get fired. So is it worth the risk? Well, I can't tell you definitively that yes, you should continue delivering, or yes, you should just go home, because it's kind of a decision that you have to make for yourself. Management will try to act like you can't make that decision for yourself, and when they tell you to keep delivering, you just have to do it. But the reality is you do have that choice. Management can't physically hold you at the station. And I can tell you that at my station, the carriers who have said, no, enough is enough, I'm exhausted, it's time for me to go home, so far none of them have received discipline. And in talking to other people in other union stewards, it would be very difficult for management to successfully get discipline to stick for violating the 12-hour limit, because our defense is, well, that's not a valid instruction. You can't even ask me to go beyond 12 hours, and so doing that violates the contract. So you're not going to bust me for you doing something wrong as a supervisor. But you have to be willing to take that chance and to put it in the hands of your union steward to fight and win that discipline. So you need to pick your battles. Last night, I got mandated to work, and I told the supervisor, well, by the time I get back to the station, I'm already going to be at my 12 hours, and so there's no more work to be done for me. And when I got back to the station, I went home. But I know in the back of my head that there may wind up being discipline for that, and then I'm going to have to fight that discipline. But the alternative is, we had carriers at Silverado last night, as I record this, that I heard they were out until 1 a.m. delivering mail. And that's obviously not okay. So you do have a right to say no, to go home, but then management has the right to try to discipline you for that. And it's just a bad situation. So that is the reality of the situation. Those are the two forces that are in conflict there. And you have to ultimately do what's right for you and what's right for your family. And maybe that means staying and making all that extra money. Maybe that means going home and daring management to discipline you. Know that whichever way you decide to go, the union has your back on that. If you work over, they're going to file that grievance. You're going to get paid extra for working over. If you go home, management is or your union is going to fight that discipline. All right. I know that's not necessarily completely satisfying, but you need to know that that's what the situation is. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll catch you next time.